going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Van Vliet over to Jalen Green. He'll dribble, drive on Curry. Back out to Van Vliet. Run off the line. Pajewski steps in. Shoots over Curry. Blocked by Curry. Curry with the ball. Baseball pass. Heeled. Layup. Good! On the break.
Got Steph Curry with the block shot.
Steph Curry, the defender. 7-0 run for the Warriors.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, get that shot out of here, Fred Van Vliet. Curry was really good on defense. Dare I say he's got that old man strength right now as a 37-year-old. But the Warriors, they win game 3, 104-93. And how about this?
Now, give it to me.
This is unbelievable if you really think about it. So Curry won an award today. He won the Jack Twyman Teammate of the Year Award. Okay, so he's a superstar, and he won the Teammate of the Year Award. I mean, that's pretty unbelievable if you think of it. Usually, when you think of great teammates, you think of kind of role-type players or secondary-type players. But Steph Curry, a superstar singularly, apparently he's also the best teammate in basketball.
You sound surprised. Dude is the most humble superstar ever, I believe, and we've seen many examples, Donnie, and the fact that, you know, he has the, I'll call it luxury of having a guy like Draymond Green, a junkyard dog, to be the police officer of the locker room and you know, be rambunctious and say what needs to be said, even predicting the title on All-Star weekend, which was here in the Bay Area. You talk about his upbringing and not letting that get to his head, like, you're shocked?
Well, I'm shocked because superstars don't usually get that award. When is Luka Doncic ever going to be Teammate of the Year?
Never. But I think of a Magic Johnson. Like, he was one of those dudes beloved by his teammates.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, you know, Jimmy Butler, would he ever be Teammate of the Year? Probably not.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
But it speaks to his greatness.
Of course. It absolutely does. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the Golden State Warriors. By the way, tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Once again, Warriors Live tonight, 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, you're not going to want to miss it. Let's head out to Livermore, where our good buddy Caleb is.
See?
What's up, Caleb? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys? Happy Monday.
Yeah, 2-1, baby.
There you go. It's game day. By the way, where are you guys at, man? You guys are at, like, a golf range?
We're at the Stone Tree Golf Club in, is this Novato?
Yes.
Novato. Yeah, we're up there. We're up there on the edge of the Redwood Empire.
That's fantastic. Thanks for the invite. Look, I'm not going to talk.
We only read it for the last three weeks.
No, Caleb, that's on you.
This is the Agape Tournament. What's up? Okay, go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry.
Look, Steiny, I'm not going to bring up your favorite player, Jonathan Kuminga. I'm going to talk about some of the other guys. I mean, I'm going to be honest, man. Yes, we all know Quentin Post. You know, he's going to hit his threes, but you know, he had a bit of a tough night shooting, but that's the best I've seen him defensively, and his rebounding. I was like, wow. You know, he was fantastic in game three, and Gary Payton came through. Gary Payton was excellent defensively, and him as a roller when they would double step, and him being able to finish at the basket. And I know the most controversial or second most controversial Warriors player, Buddy Hield, was making shots. He was great. But this is going to be a tough game, man.
Yeah.
Even if Jimmy comes back, I think you're going to see the best the Houston Rockets are going to come in this series, because everyone knows when you get down 3-1, it's pretty much curtains. So the Rockets are going to ball out tonight, and I expect a big game from Jalen Green. I think he's going to play well, and we'll see, man. I think it's going to be a great game.
Yeah, thanks, Caleb. I'll tell you this. He'll either play well or he'll stink.
This sucker.
Jimmy?
No, Jalen Green.
Oh, gotcha.
Jalen Green.
Yeah, but I'll say this. That was an astute assessment by our guy Caleb in regard to Quentin Post. Steiny, we didn't even talk. He got the start and got 12 rebounds, 27 minutes, and Caleb said it didn't shoot it well, 1-7, 0-3 from deep, but was a +7. And when you do other things outside of scoring, Steve Kerr will give you the license to play. And I thought Quentin Post, on a night where a shot wasn't falling, did the other stuff, the grimy stuff, that kept him out there, 12 boards.
Well, that's something that I wrote down at the start of the game. So we're Warrior fans, and we've been watching this team for 15 years, and we've seen Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, Draymond, Durant, Iguodala, David West, Bogut, all these big name guys.
Yeah.
All right. You know who they started on Saturday? They started Steph Curry.
Okay.
Great. They started Pajemski, Kuminga, and Post.
Yeah.
Along with Draymond Green. I'm looking at that starting lineup and I'm thinking, wow, look at the youth on that starting five. You got a rookie, a second-year guy, and a fourth-year player who hasn't played much lately.
Facts.
And you went into the playoffs, and you won a playoff game using some of your young players, not to mention Moody, who came in off the bench and played 23 minutes. So, I mean, I don't want to say the Warriors got away with a win or got away with a game, but the reality is Curry drug him home, and it wasn't the normal team that he was towing along.
No doubt about it. And, you know, to that point, it almost makes it, and it does to me, Steiny, more special that Curry was able to be the mailman and deliver. But I will say this just about Steph, Steiny. Is it me, and it's not just the last game, or does it feel like he's using the mid-range more to get going? It's not just three or bust. He's using that middies. He's selling for the middies, and he's making them. And then it's like, oh, he sees one go in, and, you know, the rest is history. The old adage is, oh, watch out. But I feel like, and I love it, Steph's using the middie a bit more than I'm accustomed to seeing him do it.
I mean, if they're going to hound him 30 feet from the basket, then he's got to go by him. Mm. He has to go by him.
41
and
minutes.
If you want to play him that tightly at 30, 35 feet, the court is wide open, and he's still crafty enough and clever enough and quick enough to get by his man. And now all of a sudden, you're playing at an advantage. And he knows, I mean, I want to say that, God, he's always among the leaders in mid-range percentage. It's just that he's such a great long shooter.
Man.
We just tend to take that for granted. But it's not like Steph misses 18-footers.
Now, if you didn't ask me this, and I won't even call it charade, Steiny, but if I'm the Rockets and I'm Udoka, I'm closing the door and I'm saying this. For a guy as great as he is on offense, Steph Curry, he's no longer a bad defender. And you talked about him building up his body. But, Steiny, for the Rocket team not to get one foul on Steph Curry, that tells me you didn't do, we didn't do it right. Nobody attacked the rim with reckless abandon. How can Steph Curry play 41 minutes and not have one foul? My answer is the Rockets offensively were soft.
Well, I mean, what do you do? What does Jalen Green do if Steph Curry's picked, like standing at the foul line, daring him to shoot? It's tough to go by a guy like that. And the other thing about Steph was it's not like he was just waiting at the foul line every time or at the top of the key. He would get out on Green a little bit. You know, Green's not the greatest ball handler. And so the Warriors have really found a way in those two wins to absolutely take Green out of the game.
Yeah.
And like I said, I mean, you know, we talk about the game that Steph played against Houston 3 weeks ago where he scored 3 points.
Right.
I mean, imagine the Houston Rockets. Their leading scorer, Jalen Green, has not been in double figures like 5 or 6 of the last 7 games.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a tough way to win. Imagine the Warriors trying to get wins when Steph has 32 one night and then 7 the next.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work.
And to me, Stani, you didn't ask, but the true definition of a bona fide point guard is read the room. And as young as Jalen Green is, Stani, I just felt like Van Vliet and even the coaching staff and his teammates didn't do enough to know that we need this guy to get going and comfortable. And kudos to the Warriors defense for not letting that happen. But I don't feel like, Stani, you got a problem if I use the word feature to where they put Jalen Green, they try to give it to him to set the tone. You know what I mean? I don't feel like that happened.
Why would you?
I mean, he had 38 points a couple nights before.
I mean, look, I'm against that. I'm against trying to do that. And I'll tell you why, because I've been watching the Lakers series against Minnesota.
Oh, they blew it.
And it is just unbelievable how Doncic and or LeBron come out in the first quarter, look terrific. Other guys don't get involved. And then over the course of the game, Doncic and LeBron get less and less effective. And then what? They got one player, Austin Reeves, who can, you know, help out. But I got to tell you, I do not think the recipe for a team to win. And that's why we've had so many discussions about Steph. And he's got to be aggressive right off the bat. Well, he's smart. He understands that if he gets 20 in the first quarter, you know, the rest of the team's going to combine for 10 or 12. And that might not be the best for the team. Now, sometimes he's got to do it, obviously. But I don't think it's the best way for a team to win, for your best star to come out totally aggressive, unless you're in kind of a dire situation.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Stani and Guru are joining you from the Stone Tree Golf Club. It is the Agape Golf Tournament sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. We'll be here till 2 o'clock, and we'll be talking Warriors, who are up 2-1, look to take a 2-game advantage.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Advantage in the best of seven. Let's go to Quane in Oakland. Quane, what's going on?
What's going on, y'all? It's actually Kwame. But,
Kwame, like Kwame Brown. All right.
Yes,
all right, Kwame,
sir.
I got you.
Yes, sir.
All righty.
So, yeah, I was really just wanted to talk about the Warriors and their offense. Really wanted to say, like, if we were going to win tonight, I feel like Curry, he's a special player, everything. But if he follows the offense, we're going to have our role players more in sync for when Curry goes to the bench. So what I mean is, if they blitz Curry early, I feel like Curry need to get the ball off really, really fast, so it'll get our players in rhythm. I know we have a lot of, you know, key weapons, and a lot of role players can hurt the Houston Rockets, but if they're not in rhythm, because, you know, Curry is doing a Curry flurry, which we love and which we, you know, appreciate. But when they're not getting the ball and Curry goes to the bench, they're looking like chickens with their heads cut off. So that's all I wanted to say. Like, you know, just stay within the offense early in the game. And if we do need the Curry flurry, for surely we're going to get it. And we're going to love it. But I just feel like we just need to keep our role players a little warm. That's all.
No, yeah. That's always a good strategy.
But I thought that's how it played out. Stein,
yeah,
it speaks
too
to Steph's nine assists. And again, I don't want to, you know, blame anybody, but the bottom line is Moody and Pods, just from a shooting standpoint, didn't have their best game. Who's to say if they're doing what the caller's alluding to, which I feel like Curry did, Steiny, that number might be 12 assists. You know, you can make a great pass. Guys got to do their part and put it in the hole.
Well, the other thing is, I mean, we know for a long period of time, the Warriors sometimes struggle when Steph's off the court. Look, they're playing a great defensive team, and they're missing Jimmy Butler. They're probably not going to score a ton of points against that team, and yet they broke 100 for the first time in the series without Jimmy Butler. So they must have done something well. But I do agree with Kwame. I think Steph Curry knows that the best way for the Warriors to be successful is for him to get others involved, at least in the first 8 to 12 minutes, if for no other reason than to keep them, keep them in the game. Plus, here's the other reason why he should do it, is because he knows that it's a four-quarter game. And how many times have we seen Steph Curry play a so-so first quarter?
Yeah.
And then the next three quarters,
we saw it Saturday.
Exactly.
Yeah, we saw it Saturday. And, Stoney, we haven't given kudos to the bench. They outscored Houston's bench 42-28. And all of a sudden, you know, the Rockets are looking light in regard to, Stoney, they played eight guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know they kind of have been inept offensively, but to come into this series through three games and hold Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors under 15 points of their average, and you're down 1-2, that's got to sting. And Jimmy Butler didn't play Saturday.
Yep. 888-957-9570 is the number. Speaking of Jimmy Butler, he's got a pelvis issue. And the Warriors have game four tonight. They're playing tonight. They're playing Wednesday. If they need to play Friday, they're playing Friday. If they need to play Sunday, they're playing Sunday. So the Warriors right now are in the middle of one of those stretches where game off, game off,
no doubt,
game off. So they got to
But if you handle business, Donnie, and whatever goes on, if this Lakers series and Minnesota series is extended, then it's R-E-S-T, you know? Rest, rest, rest.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job.
Look at our two guys, Joe Shasky. And Spadoni.
Joe Shasky and Joe Spadoni.
But let's talk about what we need to. Their attire is
house.
Fire, Donnie. Look at it. They look like two golfers. Go get her done. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. They'll start.
By the way, this just in, not a piece of good news. Damian Lillard has been diagnosed with a torn Achilles, he's done for the rest of the season.
Oh, that hurts.
Damian Lillard out for the rest of the playoffs.
Oakland's home.
888-957-9570 is the number. Again, the Warriors win that game without Jimmy Butler, and they play again Wednesday. They have a 2-game-to-1 lead. I don't know. I don't know if you determine his status by the status of the series.
Yeah, but can you really understand how that could be a part of the equation, all depending on how they, you know, do I dare say they might have one to play with? And that you might win that one that you have to play with because you just beat this Houston team without him.
It's funny because when you say they might have one to play with.
Just from the math point.
I feel like, and I know Celebrini's the doctor, yeah. And he does all that stuff, but you can't tell me that, you know, Steve Kerr on Friday said, yeah, there's a chance Jimmy could play
and I fell for it, yeah.
So he doesn't play Saturday. It leads me to believe that Butler's going to be the one to make this call because it is just pain management. It's not, oh, he could hurt it worse. It's
but
not
how about that his kind body? Is he going to be elastic? Is he going to be able to go for the rebounds and do all that stuff that he does, you know, not compromise?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll find out, obviously, later today whether Jimmy Butler's going to play or not. But if you're a Warrior fan, do you have a strong opinion about whether Butler should play or not? Assuming he's 80-90%, should you just go out there and play, or would you give it another day or two? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Big Smooth.
Our
Big
man.
Smooth's in Oakland. How you doing, man?
Well, guys. So here's what I'd like to say. If you could just let me get these 3 points out. First of all, Steph Curry gave a master class in destroying a defense that is aggressively mugging him all game. He just picks his spots in the first half, and he gets everybody else involved. And then he knows his cardio is so great that he knows that fourth quarter what he needs to do. I love it. And I want to say this. Ime Udoka, I hope he doesn't listen to this show, because the one thing I hope he does not do is start inserting Jabari Smith. That dude is the scariest rocket for me, because you can't really start. He has a great jumper, and he's 6'10". And if you look at it, man, PG was draining those all series long, but doesn't play that much. So keep that up, Udoka. I love it. And then also, if we get one pod shooting game, it's a wrap. We just need one of those games that he had. He had about 3 or 4 of them. If we can get one of those pod shooting games where his jumper is just accurate, it's over, because there's no way that you can combat him hitting those shots. And then the other final point I'd like to make, you can tell that Jalen Green doesn't get it because of what he said after that little dust-up after the game. He said, oh, Draymond, all he knows how to do is talk. That tells you that he doesn't get it. Because if you think that Draymond needs to score a lot of points, that's telling you his mindset, score a lot of points. And if all the things that Draymond does, he should be watching that and go, oh, I need to pass. Because if you think about it, he's an ISO player. That's all he does. He doesn't really do well when that ball is moving and spinning. So he's just thinking about points. If he thinks all Draymond does is talk, even though Draymond doesn't have a lot of points, he's missing it. And he'll never get it. He'll just be a high-scoring free agent, and some team will pick him up. But his points does not really institute winning. And even in that game where he scored those points, that was the game the Warriors were still shell-shocked from Jimmy going down. I believe the Warriors were still processing, oh, man, Jimmy's down. And that's when Jalen got loose. And I want to say one other thing. JK, he did well. He did well for what he can do. Maybe we should just start looking at what he can do now. What he can do now. He can guard Jalen Green for now. Next series, if we get that far, it's a whole different thing. Man, he's been in the league for 4 years. He is what he is. Not saying he can't get better, but I'm just saying, man, he's been in the league for 4 years. We need to start looking at that and taking into consideration. Anyway, you guys have a wonderful and blessed day. And Goo, you are highly favored, my brother. Take care.
There it is. I needed to hear that this Monday.
Yeah, I mean, give Kuminga got the start. Let me look at
And while you do that, Stoney, I'll just say this about it since the Big Smoothie brought it up. And I'm a big JK supporter. He started. That's why we're talking about him. He played in this game. But if I'm his best friend, as soon as we get in the car after the game and I didn't watch the game and I saw minutes logged 17, that lets me know you didn't take advantage of that opportunity. You don't need me to say you play good or bad, but the 17 minutes and you getting the start, you didn't take advantage of the opportunity that was bestowed upon you. That's just my two cents.
Well, and the beauty of the Golden State Warriors is that they can move on from a player, at least in terms of one game, and still get the victory. I didn't think he was very good, but hey, he played 17 minutes and he won the game.
Yeah.
And what you got to hope for now is that he starts to grow throughout the playoffs. But again, now we talk about Jimmy Butler.
Exactly.
Is Jimmy Butler going to play again tonight?
Yeah.
And if
one
Jimmy
rebound
Butler,
in 17 minutes, Donnie.
If Jimmy Butler plays tonight, then what does that do to Jonathan Kuminga?
I think we know.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors take a 2-1 lead over the Houston Rockets with a win on Saturday, 104-93. And game four tonight at Chase Center.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.